Solutions. Roger Simpson is a retail expert and CEO of The Retail Solution. Roger, good evening.
Good evening, Dennis. Nice to chat to you again.
It's great to have you on the program. Is that picture that one of my family members experienced today, is that pretty well what's going on around the country?
Yeah, look, I think so, Dennis. And there's a couple of reasons. One is that, as you know, here in Victoria and also in New South Wales, we were out of lockdown and we can go to the shops again. And so there's been a really nice rebound for you know, for those retailers, because they've done it really tough. But the second reason, and there's, as we know, there's massive delays in deliveries of goods. So what it's prompted, Dennis, is that a lot of people were actually doing their Christmas shopping super early this year. So that's one of the big reasons.
I wonder whether they're doing their Christmas shopping, Roger, because they're scared that there'll be a shortage of product or a delay in delivery of product, yes, or whether they're just enjoying getting out.
Yes, look, I think it's both, and because it's interesting is that, you know, when as soon as it's announced when the stores are open, which was at 6 o'clock on a Friday a couple of weeks ago, and Chadstone immediately said we're going to open till midnight, and the place was packed. And it's just fascinating, because I think that's a big pastime for us Australians. We love to go shopping, we love to go browsing, and all those sorts, and making it an event. So I think there's been that nice rebound as well, Dennis, which as I said, is just awesome for retailers.
Now, we've been locked down a lot more in Victoria, 260 or whatever, 60 something yeah. days. Do you reckon Victorians will be out and about perhaps more than any other state?
Yeah, look, I reckon they will, because also interesting is that, and you can see this happening across suburbs everywhere, is that because people haven't been able to travel overseas, of course, spend their money, so there's big demand on people, you know, doing renovations, swimming pools, etc. And of course, now it's going to be shopping, because you know, they've saved some money up if they've because, you know, most have been working, you know, hopefully from home, etc. So, yeah, I think there's certainly going to be some decent speed to gear in Victoria. That's for sure, Dennis.
It could be. It's fascinating, Roger, just as we watch the next few weeks unfold, as to what the patterns are going to be, because, you know, sure, there must be people who have not been okay, and it's at the detriment of maybe the CBD, but they mightn't have been buying a coffee at their local railway station. They mightn't have been paying petrol in their car as like they used to do. They mightn't have been paying for their V-Line or Metro travel. They mightn't have been paying for lunch. It just goes on and on and on. Maybe they're turned into tightwads, or maybe they're about to start really loosening the strings.
Yeah, and I know with the CBD, Dennis, is that like it's like a graveyard, and you know, and how many shops are now actually closed, and but also you're so right about, you know, that we need the people back into the CBD to invest and you know, buy their lunch and buy their coffees, etc. So yeah, so and of course the, you know, that's been restricted so much, and now they're trying to get people back in there, which is what it needs. So yeah, look, I think certainly there's going to be that, because I know restaurants that you know, like try to get a booking now in a restaurant. It's very challenging, because you know, people are like, oh, we can now go out. So yeah, it's certainly I think it's a great rebound. But interesting what you said about at the intro, Dennis, about buying online, and I mean that's had an amazing increase, of course, because during lockdown, most of the retailers, of course, were closed, so that's what people were doing, and they're getting very used to buying online now. So that's you know, certainly one thing that'll continue.
Roger, over the last 20 months, I reckon I've got to know delivery drivers better than a lot of my friends, and I think they should be invited to Christmas Day rather than my friends.
Exactly, that's
we're
right.
On first name terms.
I know, it's very true, Dennis. Very true. That you can see them down our street. There's the Australia Post vans, and you wave out to the guy because you're, oh, g'day, how are you going? You're back again.
Yeah, hello again.
Exactly.
And they're always very friendly, I've got to say, and they've always got a smile on their face, which is great. What's your advice for listeners when it comes to Christmas shopping? There'll be people listening who have been maybe on the verge of going out. Maybe this weekend's cold weather might push them towards heading out to their local shops and, you know, maybe getting a bit done. What, is there some, you know, good advice on what to do over this next 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, and my advice, Dennis, is do their shopping early, because there's massive problems with stock, because for a number of reasons, of course, you know, with all the lockdowns and less planes flying in, you know, bringing in cargo, etc. There's been issues on the wharf. I know Australia Post has done it a couple of times now, where they've actually had a week where they just won't deliver anything to try and catch up, and so. If you're ordering online, you need to be doing that right now, because it's going to be difficult to get that to get those purchases before Christmas if you leave it for too long. But also going into shops as well, because there will be a lack of product. So and I know some retailers are struggling now to certainly have a full supply of stock. So that's my suggestion. Get in early while you can.
Something has just flown into my cranium, Roger, from left field. With more people doing more online shopping across the last 20 months or so, what happens to the store that isn't an online store, who's still relying on Fred and Mary coming down the street to their strip shopping centre to go in store? Is that going to be more difficult for some of these businesses?
Look, it's very difficult, Dennis, because and depending on what sort of store you have, of course. Like I think about, you know, the local milk bar, of course, where you're gonna go in there anyway, but for other stores like clothing, etc., is that like you've really got to have an online presence, because that's the way shoppers are now shopping. They're doing all these different things. They're searching online and buying in store, or searching online and do the click and collect, or searching online and getting home delivery. So if you don't have an online presence, it's going to be very difficult going forward. So my advice would be, you've got to invest in online, but you've got to do it properly as well. So because any frustration, if it's too hard to log into your site or whatever, they'll just go somewhere else very easily. So very fickle shoppers today.
And a changing market, but it's always changing, isn't it, Roger? There's always something going on where things are slightly different.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're dead right. And it's just a matter of looking at what the trends are and getting amongst it, because it's going to be very challenging if you're just relying on customers coming through your doors, that's for sure.
Retail expert, CEO of The Retail Solution, Roger Simpson, thank you for giving us some time tonight.
Anytime, Dennis. Great to chat to you again.